Mr. Burns, a post-electric play written by Anne Washburn and directed by Mark Rucker, now playing at ACT's Geary Theater in San Francisco, opens with a small group of people sitting around a campfire, telling stories to one another. A plague has wiped out most of the population. Nuclear reactors are melting down, and they don't know whether anyone will survive. And this is a comedy. Carrie Perloff, Artistic Director of ACT.
When you have gone through an apocalypse and some people survive, what bits of culture do they carry with them? Who are we? And that's what we care about when we think about art, is that art survives. Narrative survives, character survives, culture survives in some way. So this is a group of people after an apocalypse coming together, and they're trying to remember an episode of The Simpsons.
The Simpsons program in question is Cape Fear, F-E-A-R-E, Season 5, Episode 2, in which Bart is terrorized by an evil clown named Sideshow Bob.
The following neighborhood residents will not be killed by me. Ned Flanders, Maud Flanders, Homer Simpson, Marge Simpson, Lisa Simpson, that little baby Simpson. That is all.
Woohoo! Did you hear, Bart? Oh.
Over the course of three acts, taking place some years apart from each other, we see how the episode changes, from direct memory through the years to a version that bears a distorted and sometimes disturbing resemblance to elements from the original Simpsons episode.
Once you go see the episode, if you just watch it on YouTube, of course it helps you figure out the details in the play. Whether or not you know that episode, what you see is people trying to hold on to their past.
It definitely helps to see the episode to get all the nuances. And luckily, that episode is available for free online if you look for it. Again, Cape Fear, Season 5, Episode 2. If you're a Simpsons fan, no getting around it. This is a must-see. If you're a fan of that particular episode, the show is compulsory. If you're not, and you stick around through all three acts, you can see how Shakespeare derived Julius Caesar from oral tradition, or Romeo and Juliet, how source material shifts through the lens of time. Mr. Burns, a post-electric play, is a unique, thought-provoking work. For more information, you can go to the website, act-sf.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for Upfront.